Today's episode of Part of My Take is brought to you by Thursday Boots. Winter is coming and you're going to need a good pair of boots, guys. Thursday Boots are built for guys who understand quality and want a good-looking pair of boots that will last a few seasons. With the durability of a work boot and the sophistication of a fashion boot, that is Thursday Boots. The clean design and no external branding or logos make the boots versatile enough to wear with jeans and a t-shirt or in a full suit. It's one of those rare products that your wife, girlfriend, boss, friends, and grandfather will all respect. And here's what we're going to do. The Thursday Boot Company is really committed to honest pricing. And with the prices starting at $149, including free shipping and return, Thursday boots are the best buy this season. Thursday boots' clean, timeless design and durability will keep you standing confident for years to come. Go check it out right now, ThursdayBoots.com. I'm telling you, they're beautiful boots. You're going to need some for the winter. ThursdayBoots.com. Go do it right now. Today's episode is also brought to you by Shari's Berries. Shari's Berries are the most delicious gift you can give someone on Christmas. I got a packet of chocolatey covered strawberries, and they were so good. I ate them really quickly, I'm sure you can imagine. And guess what? The prices cannot be beat. Freshly dipped strawberries from Shari's Berries starting at just $19.99 plus shipping. That's over a 30% savings, or double the berries for just $10 more. You just need to use the code PardonMyTake. And here's what you do. Go visit berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S, berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right-hand corner and type in Pardon My Take. Shari's Berries has something for everyone and every taste. Go to berries.com right now. Click on that microphone. Type Pardon My Take. Let's go.
It's Pardon My Take, presented by Barstool Sports.
Welcome to Pardon My Take. It is Monday, December 19th, week 15. Houston.
Yeah, boom.
This is ground control to Major Tom Savage. I unfortunately have to inform you that the rocket ship has disintegrated upon re-entry. Gus Bradley gets on a plane with team owner Shad Khan, and you'll never believe it, but this couple is breaking up on my flight. Houston grounds Jacksonville, 21-20. What?
No one circles the wagons like the Buffalo Bills, and no one circles the toilet bowl like the Cleveland Browns. Bills keep RG 0-14 winless, 33-13.
Doug Peters, son of Sam, kidnapped, murdered, and buried his own playoff chances underneath Baltimore's two-yard line. And Terrence Kanye West feels like he and Taylor might still have sex, as John Harbaugh so hard motherfuckers want to find him. Ravens graduate over the Eagles, 27-26. Whoop! Whoop!
Ty Montgomery Burns was excellent as the Packers blocked out the sun in the Windy City and left the Bears singing the Blues Brothers. The Packers are just two wins away from the playoffs. They have a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, and are wearing sunglasses at dark. Green Bay beat Chicago, 30-27.
Some spread. Ryan Suckup has a brown nose but a golden boot, and stop me if you've heard this one before, but Andy Reid mismanaged timeouts at the end of a football game. Huh? Sharkhandrick Kanye West says Jesus walks but DeMarco Murray runs. The Titans trump the Chiefs, 19-17.
Paul Tiger Woods likes to piss on Perkins waitresses. Perkins tore through the Lions secondary like Tiger Woods tears through a 3G data plan. The G-Man texted the Detroit pussies, "Hey babe, you up?" Then smashed that nut button on Jim Caldwell's lifeless face. Giants take a 5-iron to the Lions, 17-6. Kyle Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and myself would like to be the first to wish you a Merry Christmas on Dasher, on Dancer, on Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, on TJ and Berman. Minnesota tried to give themselves a Viking funeral, but the Colts blew out their menorah. And let me be the first to wish you all a happy Hanukkah, because in 8 crazy nights, we'll have a better understanding of the 2016 playoff picture. And as my Jewish friends say, L'chaim.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
Antonio Brown versus Board of Education objected as the Bengals tried to claim they were Pittsburgh's separate but equal franchise. Jeremiso Horny Hill suffered a bout of premature celebration on a terrible towel and ended up with a sticky mess on his hands. Steelers come back on the Bengals 24-20. New England's Deion Lewis and Clark travel west to take on the Broncos, and the Patriots have 4 sackajawias as they explore Denver's backfield all afternoon. Patriots 16, Broncos 3.
Fumble!
Jack Del Rio De Janeiro had the Chargers drinking Brazilian Olympic poop water out of the Phillip Rivers. The kicking game did San Diego in, as it looked like Paul Walker was driving the Josh Lambeau on Sunday.
Hey, Teach!
What's that?
The Raiders are back in the playoffs. Devontae Freeman looked like Jamal Anderson the way he was feeling himself on Sunday, and Colin Boogerface.
Nice burn, Broom. If you don't stand behind the troops, you stand in front of them.
And Chip Kelly Kabowski is no longer the hottest girl at Bayside. Falcons 41, 49ers 13.
In a touching tribute to former teammate Michael Floyd, the Cardinals let the Saints drive all over them, even though they probably shouldn't have been behind the wheel. Drew Brees' passer rating looked like Floyd's BAC, and the Saints go marching 48-41.
What?
Standing on the corner, Jameis Winston, Tampa, Florida. Such a fine sight to see. It's a running back, my lord, celebrating a score, raising money for Salvation Army. Come on, Dak, don't take that sack. I'm so glad Tony Romo broke his back.
Cowboys 26, Bucks 20. What?
All right.
And let me be the first to wish you a very happy week 15.
That was great. Great week 15. The playoff picture.
A little wonky,
but the playoff picture is now even more muddled. Mm-hmm. We're going to actually, it's great. This season started off with everyone saying the NFL stinks, the ratings were down, the election, all this. Mm-hmm.
Nothing will bring the ratings back like a Thursday night Seahawks-Rams game followed up by a Saturday Dolphins-Jets game.
Well, we now have 2 weeks left. And there are many playoff spots to be taken and seating to be jumbled around.
Can I just jump in? And I'm totally serious when I say this. I think Matt Moore's the truth.
Wow.
Did you see him? He was having so much fun out there.
Okay, well, since we're in the Miami trust tree, I have completely sold myself on Matt Barkley.
Well, if I were you, I would try to get Matt Moore, because that guy, he looks like Brett Favre out there.
It's that time of the
season.
Like
a kid.
When you play it, when you're watching backup quarterbacks, you're like, ooh, this guy.
He could be the answer.
He could be good.
Yeah, but then you know what? Tannehill's coming back next year, so you got to give him another year to get back. So
yeah.
He might take the next leap year.
Yeah,
that's right.
Right.
Yeah. You're right. I spoke too soon.
All right, so NFL Week 15, we're going to talk a little bit more about it in the segments, and we also want to give a quick shout-out.
To ourselves. For blessing Youngstown State.
It's Youngstown State. The play of maybe the football season
is pretty great.
The hug catch. So, award-winning listener, actually, Kevin Rader, the tight end who made that catch, that was the craziest catch I've ever seen.
It's pretty good.
And the fact that it won the game, it's like off the charts. So, Youngstown State, shout out to you guys, the grittiest football team in all of the country.
That's right. Yeah. Bo Pelini, gritty guy.
Yep.
We talked to him. What did he say? The grittiest position was white free safety.
Yeah.
Right? That's what he was.
Mm-hmm.
So, big shout out to YSU. Pete the Penguin, the gritty version of Pete the Penguin, with the hard hat and all that. So they're going to the national championship game.
And shout out to Coach Joe Gans, who coaches the tight ends. I'm sure that they drew that play up.
Definitely. That's how they practice it.
Yeah, yeah, they got to play it.
Throw it into his armpit.
Yeah, right, exactly.
The smelliest guy on the field, aim for his armpit, and it'll stick in there. So it's going to be a great championship. It's them against JMU. Recurring football guy is their head coach at JMU. Plus, they've got a linebacker. His name is Gage Steele.
Oh, a porn star.
That is a gritty, gritty linebacker.
It's a great porn star slash linebacker name.
It's going to be a grit off.
Yeah. How big is his dick?
I don't know.
Okay, we'll move on.
We'll cut that part.
We also have...
Hey, Joe Gans, don't throw a pass at Gage Steele's dick. It'll just get engulfed in his foreskin, and he'll run it back for six. Pro tip there.
We also have the big bowl game on Tuesday night. I'm so excited. If you missed Friday's show, Pardon My Take has purchased a bowl game. And I use purchased very loosely because we didn't actually use any money.
Mm.
We didn't contact anyone. We just said, this is our bowl game, and it is the... Barstool Sports presents, Pardon My Take, presents the Wet the Beak Ponzi Scheme Awareness Boca Raton Bowl.
Bowl. Fun fact, it's pronounced Boca Raton. I learned that this week.
You know
we're
going to
call
fact,
it Boca Raton.
We don't
Raton.
Give a fuck.
Yeah.
Right. So here's what we have planned, just to give everyone a little, you know, get their juices flowing on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to do a pregame show. We're going to do a halftime show. We're going to do a postgame show. And some of the things we got, we have...
a scholarship at halftime.
Yeah, we have a scholarship.
Where are the shows?
Oh, the shows are going to be on Facebook Live. So if you subscribe, you got to share it and subscribe to the Barstool Sports Facebook Live, and we'll have all three of those.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to probably go about 10, 15 minutes. We have, like you said, a halftime. We're giving away a scholarship.
Yeah, it's like the Dr. Pepper tuition challenge,
yeah.
Except it's like a scholarship to Outback, and it's not for... school purposes. It's like $100 gift card.
And it's not a
it's a scholarship.
It's not a toss game. We're just making two of our interns who are in college Greco-Roman wrestle.
Yeah. It's a scholarship.
Again, they don't really have a choice.
Right.
But it's going to be that. Yeah, it's going to be a scholarship. We have Caleb down in Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm. Boca Raton.
Raton.
Yeah.
We have.
He's going to be actually speaking with a lot of elderly people down there.
Yep.
Educating them about the dangers of Ponzi schemes / finding out how much disposable income they have to invest each month.
Yeah.
For a business opportunity.
For a podcast.
Right.
Right. We're going to have Angelo Palantonio, everyone's favorite Philly reporter.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have Dr. Glennie Balls, the overcalculator. So if you know Glennie Balls, he does this really great thing where he takes the total of a game. I think it's 79, just divides it by 4, and that's the entire math he does.
So he's going to have to do some decimals because that's an odd number.
Yep,
that's
take the over.
That's going to stretch the lengths of Glennie's education.
Yes.
But everyone's betting the over. Everybody out there.
Have to.
Got to bet it. And so we're going to break that down. We're going to take the under. They're going to drive the
scheme.
Over
it's
up.
It's a scheme bowl.
Okay, Hank, cut this part out. Later.
Yeah. So everyone bet that over. And we're also going to have Trophy Cam,
mm-hmm.
which is going to be electric.
Ooh, the trophy is legit. Now, so do we want to give away the name of the trophy right now? Because we're releasing the hype video.
No, let's release it when we release the hype
video. Okay, so Monday, you're listening to this. We're dropping a hype video on Twitter.
Yep.
Is that where it's coming out?
Yep.
It is electric. I mean, goosebumps. I still have
goosebumps
them.
On my goosebumps.
Goosebumps on everywhere.
Yeah. Maybe want to check.
No,
get a
if
doctor
I don't get
to
it
check
checked,
that out. Okay.
It doesn't count.
All right. And then we're also going to, we did a fun thing where we made everyone in the office call their grandparents. And we taped it.
And say, I love you to them. Also, maybe ask them for a little bit of coin.
Right. To help the Pardon My Take scheme.
Wet the beak a little bit.
Yeah. So that's all coming on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday night. Be there or be square. The Pardon My Take. Barstool Sports presents Pardon My Take presents
the Wet the Beak
Ponzi scheme
Awareness
Bowl.
Boca Raton Bowl.
Western Kentucky versus Memphis. We're very excited.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, let's do our regular Monday business. We have Tiger Woods Memorial Who's Back of the Week. I'm going to do something for the team.
Okay.
I'm going to start and just say, as a team, we're just going to admit that death is back.
Yes.
Ever since we went to death.
But we're also back because we provoked death into coming back.
Right.
So it really shows the power that we have.
Spit in death's face. So since we went and saw death, Alan Thicke, Craig Sager, Zsa Zsa Gabor, taken too young, 99.
Mm-hmm.
When will 2016 end? So death is back.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's just admit it. Hopefully that's enough and we can get to 2017.
Okay.
But that will be our who's back
death,
as a team.
I had death as my back of the week.
Oh,
so
did
thanks
you?
For going ahead and crossing that
no,
one
you
out.
Didn't.
I'll audible at the last second because I'm versatile.
Yeah, do it. Check out the pancakes.
Okay. My new who's back of the week is Coach Trades.
Oh.
So rumor mill is buzzing that Sean Payton is going to get traded.
I love this.
I love any non-athlete trade, and there needs to be more of them. Like, I think the last one I can remember is John Gruden.
Doc Rivers.
Was he traded?
Yeah.
He was involved in that trade?
Yeah.
I love it. I think
in the John Gruden trade.
Okay, yeah. I think it should be expanded to, like, beat reporters.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll give you Jason Lock in for Bart Hubbuck. Who says no?
Everyone loses in that trade.
I want to see more of that. I want to see like super fans getting traded. I want to see owners getting traded too.
Oh, could you imagine? I mean, the Cardinals, if the Cardinals traded Cortez, you know, the guy who dresses up, you don't know. Yeah,
yeah, number Cortez. 69, Cortez, yes, sure.
Yeah, if they traded him for like Fireman Ed.
Or Super Cat, Panthers fan.
I like this. Mm-hmm. I think fans should be traded. That would be great.
I think it'd be awesome to see.
Hank.
My Who's Back of the Week is Snapchat weather reporters.
Oh.
So I'm way too old to understand this.
Now that it's winter, it gets cold and it snows, people feel the need to just like Snapchat that it snowed or that it's cold out. Mm-hmm. Every single day.
Hey guys, so update.
Yeah, update.
We've got about 4 inches of snow.
A lot of people have been asking, is it cold outside? Turns out it's January, so it is.
Update, there's some sleet and freezing rain.
Yeah.
Here's my car, it snowed in, not gonna work.
Update, I'm still in my pajamas.
Snow day fun day.
Yeah. The other Who's Back, Hank, for the non-Snapchat users, just talking about the weather.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's just a nice office thing where it's like, man, it's cold outside.
Nothing
today.
Worse than like a 63-degree day and somebody tries to bring up the weather.
Yeah, it's got
and you're
nothing
like,
to
yeah,
talk
about. It's just plain weather, dude.
Yeah, you need extreme heat or extreme cold to really make sure that you can get through your day with a bunch of people you hate.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know what else is back is not having any heat in my apartment. So that's kind of nice.
I actually like that.
It's okay until it gets down to about 22.
Yeah. Leo won
only in New York.
Leo won a Oscar
for Revenant. Yeah, we'll just install a security cam in my house.
Climb into a carcass.
I'll kill Leroy.
Yeah.
And then sleep inside his carcass.
Come on, too far. My Who's Back of the Week playoff scenarios and the nerds that put them out there on their tweets.
If the season ended today,
yeah. Well, if the Falcons lose 1 of 2 and the Bucs lose 2 of 2 and the Redskins win 1, then the Lions could sneak in as the sixth seed. Love those playoff scenarios. They're the best. And like I said, the people who take the time to put it together, because they do serve a purpose, because my dumb brain can't figure it all out. And tiebreakers, all that stuff. I love it.
I like not... I used to like it a lot more when I could go to the ESPN.com playoff machine and I could do it myself instead of relying on other people. And then I do like all the wildest combinations. Okay, what if the Cowboys and the Lions tied 3 games?
Right.
Or one of them was canceled?
Right.
What would happen then? The new trend is I see line graphs coming out now that show over the course of like a 4-hour game what percentage... Like, over the course of the 1 p.m. game, what percentage of the Tampa Bay Bucks playoff chances were. And it's just like, dude, come on, Nate Silver.
Thanks a lot, Nate
A number
Silver.
Never won a Super Bowl, dude.
Yeah, fuck you, man. Come on. We don't need to.
Ruin sports.
Yeah.
Numbers ruin sports.
You made us all robots.
Sports was great when it was just men grunting at each other, and there was no number for how much pain you're playing through.
Yeah, when men were concussing each other and not knowing what a concussion was.
Yes.
That's when sports were at their best.
And then when they're like, hey, subtract by 7, like, you're not concussed, it's like, shut up, nerd.
Pass the applesauce. Mm-hmm. That's all I can eat. Let's do Football Guy of the Week on that note.
Yes.
Kind of a perfect segue there. The first Football Guy of the Week nominee, Andy Reid. What did Andy Reid say?
Andy Reid said that he puts his hand warmers under his hat to keep his head warm, because if his head's warm, then the rest of his body's warm too.
That makes sense.
And Andy Reid's body is basically a giant hand warmer.
Yeah.
So I don't see his core getting too cold.
That'd be great if all the players just stood around Andy Reid with their hands out, getting warm from him.
Mm-hmm. Just emanating.
Right.
Also, if you eat enough chili before the game, you're basically a space heater.
Yeah. Andy Reid also gets Football Guy of the Week nominee for his refusal to ever understand how timeouts work and end of the game clock management. So that's a very football guy thing.
Yeah.
It was just a problem.
That's a good.
Just ignore it.
It's a good. You think?
Yeah.
Andy Reid cost his team a game by misusing timeouts.
You think?
No doy.
That's. I love Andy Reid. Bless his heart. Bless his oversized heart.
I was actually just thinking. It'd be great if we had Andy Reid and Jeff Fisher just coach the Pro Bowl every year.
Oh.
And it should be in Hawaii too.
It should matter.
Those are the two coaches that look the best.
Yes.
I don't want to say the best. I want to choose my words carefully. They look the most comfortable and at home in Hawaiian shirts of any coach.
That's when they're wearing a Hawaiian shirt, you're like, that is exactly what they want to be wearing.
Yeah. I could see Andy and Jeff just kind of summering out the rest of their life in Hawaiian shirts and those big the wooden necklaces like Navy's coach wore.
Mm-hmm.
That would be a good look on them.
Now
we're just fantasizing.
Just don't bring up Jeff Fisher's name for a little bit. I just need a little bit of time.
I'm going to toss him in as a last-minute addition to Football Guy of the Week because he did an interview with our girl, Carissa Thompson, recurring guest. Sup? How you doing?
Hey, sup.
And Jeff Fisher said, I want to play against the Rams.
Yeah.
So he wants to come back and coach and beat the Rams.
Well, yeah, because he realized that the Rams are the worst team in the NFL.
They're so poorly constructed. This is a long con so that he can come back and get his...
is breaking from the top down because of the head coach. He wants to go play them.
It's also a great spin zone to just show that he's still competitive.
Yeah. So he's like, I don't think he's getting another job. I'm sad to say. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's getting another job.
Like, I think we called it he's going to be like a vice president of football operations somewhere.
Right. Right.
For maybe when the Chargers move.
Yeah, he's going to go to LA.
The Chargers are
going
to move
dinners.
To LA.
Yeah.
He knows where all the hookups for the utilities are
he's
in that
stadium.
He's done
the move.
Yeah.
He knows the blueprint.
Yeah.
Although he also said in that interview, he think kind of some subversive things going on in the Rams organization. He said he never thought – they never wanted him to open up the new stadium.
Mm.
Kind of fucked up.
Mm-hmm. He saw this coming.
Yeah.
Maybe he saw this coming before the extension?
Yeah, because the team sucked all the time? I don't know. Maybe that's why he thought he was going to get fired, but yeah, it's fucked up what they're doing to him.
It honestly makes too much sense almost. The Chargers fire McCoy. They hire Fisher to handle the logistics in the move. And then can you imagine Jeff Fisher sharing a stadium with the Rams? The nasty floaters he would leave in the stadium
Stan
toilets.
Kroenke.
Yeah.
All right, so Jeff Fisher, Andy Reid, Nick Saban. This story actually broke earlier last week, but we wanted to save it because it's such a football guy move. He once cut a guy, a kicker. Who is it?
No, PK Sam. No,
not a kicker.
He's not a place kicker. His name is PK.
PK Sam. Yeah. PK Sam, because he wanted to go hug his dying father. And so he left the team, and then Nick Saban said, you're fired.
Football's family.
Yeah.
That's fair.
It feels good. Also, this brought up the time when he was in Miami. He was just like, Nick Saban was a little extra ornery in Miami because, you know, he couldn't pay his players more than what they already got paid.
Right. There weren't any tests that he could help him cheat on.
Right. So he the time that he made Louis Riddick cry on TV, like in front of the cameras.
Oh,
in the NFL, the like Fox, like local news cameras.
I never saw that.
Yeah. It's a great clip. It was like a practice. The guy, like, it's like a 350-pound black guy, like, bawling because Nick Saban was yelling at him.
Why does race matter? Why'd you include that?
No, it doesn't. You made it matter.
No. I mean, everybody cries.
Okay. I also have nominee, every guy who warmed up without a shirt on on Sunday.
Shazier was the best one, I think.
Yeah. There's a lot of that going on when it's cold. You got to warm up without a shirt on to let everyone know pain don't hurt.
Bigger man than you.
Yeah.
I can
flex those
muscles. I'm better at hiding my feelings than you are.
Also, warming up when it's cold like that makes your tits look a little smaller, personal experience. So, kind of diesel.
Mm-hmm. Also makes your nipples harder.
Yeah.
Which could be a weapon.
Yeah. Cut glass.
Scrape you up bad.
Finally, I have Mike Zimmer. He's just always on here, but especially this week because the Vikings were down 27-0 at half. And Mike Zimmer took off the eye patch.
Mm-hmm.
So he threw out the doctor's orders.
That's right.
He put himself at harm for further injury because his team was making him so sick.
You remember when Gary Patterson changed shirts at halftime?
Yeah.
I think Zimmer should have just put the eye patch on the other eye.
Yeah.
Like that's what the problem was.
Yeah.
Maybe the eye he thought was fucked up this whole time was actually the good one, and his other one was the bad one. Just a matter of perspective, the way that you see the world. You know?
I also got an unsubstantiated tip via Twitter a person tweeted me and said that he works at the hotel that the Vikings stay at for home games, and Zimmer always asks for extra cups for dip, so which sounds pretty real, as we know. So that's another football
breaking
thing.
Big tip.
Breaking. Yeah, but that's like his like
on
his rider.
Part of my take. Uh-huh.
Like here's my special instructions. I just need a shitload of Dixie cups.
Yeah, load my room up.
And then finally, we have football nerd of the week. Nerd alert. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
He tweeted this. Sometimes I wonder if we'd have flying cars by now had civilization spent a little less brain energy contemplating football.
Yeah. Big nerd alert.
Yeah.
A quick update for Neil. The NFL actually invented the Skycam and telestrators.
Mm-hmm. Well, Vince McMahon invented the Skycam. The NFL
the
stole
spider
it from
cam.
The
they
XFL.
Stole it. Yeah, they stole it. Yeah. But football invented the spider cam is what I'm getting at. So that's basically a flying car.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's number one. Why do we want flying cars? Do we need another mode of transportation that we can't use while we're drunk? Is that really what the world needs, Neil?
I would agree. And also, football invented CTE.
Well, yeah, and on the same level, they've invented lots of good treatments for CTE.
Yes.
And really increased awareness of dementia.
If it weren't for football, we'd never know that CTE existed. Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we wouldn't have machines to diagnose it.
Tell the truth.
Tell the truth.
It cracks up every time. All right. Vote for Football Guy of the Week. We're going to put it out on Twitter. And then Football Nerd of the Week is Neil deGrasse Tyson. Hey, Neil, shove it. Go read a book.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
By the way, you know what Neil's job is?
What, just to tweet
nerd shit. To just look at stars, right? Yeah. His job is to stand inside a planetarium with a laser pointer and be like, you know, old shepherds that were
Big Dipper
that had never spoken with another human being and were out there like fucking their goats. Yeah. They thought this looked like a bear.
When Orion's like, belt, shone real bright, they thought the corn crop was going to be great that year.
Hey, Neil, it's four stars, okay? Yeah. It's not a drinking gourd.
Just chill out. Let us enjoy our football. Mm-hmm. You worry about the stars. We'll worry about the real stars.
That's right.
That was good. That sounded good, right? Mm-hmm. Goodell can keep that one. Okay, let's
see which ones shine brighter.
Boom. let's get to our interview with Mark Schlereth. Speaking of a football guy, he came into the office on Sunday morning. We'll do a couple ads, and then we're going to do our interview with Stink.
I would love to get Neil deGrasse Tyson on the show.
What a fucking nerd.
Can you imagine if we told Neil to suck our dicks? He probably wouldn't even know how to respond. He'd be like, that's very inappropriate.
Yeah, don't say that word.
Me.
He closes his eye like that. Don't say that word.
Hey, why don't you suck our dicks, Neil?
Yeah. Ooh, please. Please. God, gentlemen. I'm a gentleman. Treat me like a gentleman.
Gentlemen, if you're wondering whether your shirt is too long to wear untucked, it probably is. Finding a shirt that looks good untucked has been one of the biggest problems in men's fashion for years. Most are too long and too sloppy. It's a deceptively difficult look to get right. Untuckit.com has solved this problem by making shirts specifically designed to be worn untucked. Research shows a clear preference for an untucked shirt to be long enough to comfortably cover the belt buckle, but short enough to keep a portion of the pant pocket exposed. With a few innovative design changes, Untuckit shirts fall at the perfect length. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuckit shirts the only choice for the untucked man and the perfect Christmas gift. So visit untuckit.com and learn why GQ called them perfection. Or visit their new stores in New York, Austin, LA, San Francisco, or Chicago. Untuckit.com, because the right shirt will make all the difference. And I've got a deal for you. Go to untuckit.com and you're going to enter the promo code Barstool. You get 20% off all purchases. It's week 16 of football season. Your team might be facing a few must-win games, or maybe it's already locked for the postseason. But either way, SeatGeek is the easiest way to find tickets for the last few games. There's nothing like being in the stadium for the biggest games of the year, and with SeatGeek, it's never been easier to get the guaranteed seats you want for a great value. I've got the SeatGeek app on my phone. It's by far the easiest way I've found to buy tickets. I can be anywhere with just a few taps. I instantly find seats for this weekend or any game. What's really great about the app is it tells you where the best value is, so you always get the most bang for your buck. Every single ticket on SeatGeek, it's got a grade. So it'll be green, yellow, red, depending on whether or not it's good value for your money. Plus, every ticket you buy on SeatGeek is backed by their 100% guarantee, so you can shop for tickets on SeatGeek with confidence. Best of all, my listeners get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20, download the SeatGeek app, go to the settings tab, and click add a promo code. Enter promo code TAKE, and SeatGeek's going to send you $20 after you made your first purchase. So download SeatGeek and enter promo code TAKE today.
Okay, we now welcome on Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champion and podcaster now.
That's the official podcaster. Yeah,
people forget the Super Bowls pretty quickly once you become a podcaster.
I always tell, you know what I always tell guys that play? I said, listen, this is what you have to know. Very few people are going to remember that you played, and even less are going to care once you retire. All the people that glad hand you while you were a player, you know, oh, come see me after you're done playing, man, I got a job for you. No, they don't. They don't have a job for you. They don't care about you. So just get that through your head. Like, your identity better not come from playing football, because your identity will be taken eventually, or your career will be over eventually. Mm-hmm. You play this game to get fired.
Right.
That's how it works, and they're going to take it from you. And if you think that somebody's going to give you a job because you can run down on kickoff cover and make a tackle, you are high. I mean, you're just stupid. You better develop some other skills along the way, because otherwise you're going to be 3 years out, bankrupt, looking for, you know, looking for work. Right.
And you have all the skills. You got Chili. You have a radio show in Denver and a podcaster. Like I said, they
and
forget,
TV.
And TV, and they forget right. about the Super Bowl ring. They forgot about our Super Bowl rings.
Immediately.
Ever since we got a podcast.
So, but you jumped into the broadcasting business like pretty soon after you got out of the league. How'd that happen?
Well, when I first started playing, well, the two things. I was a 10th rounder out of the University of Idaho.
Okay.
A 10th rounder who was, and you know, I had enough, the audacity to believe I was kind of a big deal, you know, as a 10th, they don't even have 10 rounds anymore. But I was a 10th rounder out of the University of Idaho. I started my rookie year about halfway down through my rookie year. My base salary is $45,000. I had a wife and two kids. Mm-hmm. You know, $45,000, now that was 89. So, you know, that would be like making, I don't know.
Like 90,000, something like
maybe.
That.
We're not math guys.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
They said there would be no math in this.
Yeah.
But so by the time the offseason rolled around, I kid you not, like I needed money.
Right.
Right? I mean, you know, I bought a house and it was a little house. It was, but I still bought a house and, you know, we had to get another car because we had one car. And,
right.
You know, I'm the one that had to go to work. So bottom line, that the Mobil Oil Corporation presented an opportunity to speak to kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, man, this would be great. You know, go travel around to grade schools and mm-hmm. to middle
Teach
schools.
Teach them that, like, global warming's a myth. That
right.
type of stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Stupid stuff like that.
Get
right?
out in front of it.
And, yeah. and you know, part of it was, I think this would be a good skill set to have. But the bigger part was I needed the $400 because they paid me $400 a school. So I booked, like, I don't know, 10, 15 schools and travel around the off season okay. after I got done lifting just to, you know, to tell kids, you know, you know, work hard, don't do drugs. You know, I'm then, mm-hmm. boom, where's my $400? So that's how the whole talk of the broadcasting really was spawned from that. When I got to Denver in my 7th, 8th year, I started doing some local TV stuff in the off season, some local radio stuff in the off season, and found that I kind of had a penchant, you know, for talking.
Mm-hmm.
And bottom line is I retired. I really thought, and this is honest to goodness truth, I thought I was going to take 2 years off. So I'm going to take 2 years and then I'm going to figure out what I'm going to do. And I'm about the world's neediest person. After 2 weeks, my wife looked at me in the kitchen as I was just, I mean, I was just under her feet all the time. She's mm-hmm. cooking, she's doing whatever. She said to me, if you don't find something to do for a living, we will get divorced
mm-hmm.
because you are driving me nuts. And then I just said, all right, let me find something to do. And now I got more crap going on than I know what to do. I mean, I got, like you said, I got a green chili business. I got a T-shirt business. I've got, you know, a full-time radio show, full-time podcast show, full-time
hardest
ESPN.
Working man in showbiz.
But that's what, you know, that's what you got to do.
All right, let's talk football because that's why you're here. We're football guys. So we love to be around football guys.
Uh-huh.
What would you say defines a football guy, in your opinion?
A football, like, as a player or just a dude?
Just a dude. Dude. Just a football dude. Guy. Dude. We don't say the D word, actually, anymore.
Oh, yeah.
As no? of last show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Football,
yeah, sorry.
Bro.
Excuse me. We'll bleep those out.
Football guy.
Okay.
We don't say D.
Can we tell? Why?
Well, we have our lawyer is an old man who's very upset about people throwing around the D word.
Okay.
He thinks it's disrespectful. So.
All right. So if you're a football guy.
Yeah.
A football guy. I think there's a couple of things. I think there's a couple of things that define football guy. Number one, you got to have other football guys that you're involved with that you can talk just mad trash to.
Okay.
Mm. Right. If you don't have, like, you can't be a football guy.
Locker room talk.
Yeah.
Right. And you can't just sit, like, watching games by yourself. You've got to have, like, a stream. You got to have your phone up. Mm-hmm. You got to be talking trash to your six other buddies in a group text chat.
Yep.
Like, that's got to be part of the whole realm. You know, I always get fascinated by guys who try to throw shade at me or say whatever on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Because
right.
like,
yeah,
you got to understand, you have to understand that you walk into a locker room, whether it's high school and it just progresses to college, to the professional level, it's kill or be killed in there.
Yeah.
Like, the best defense is a good offense. You have to be on the attack at all mm-hmm. times. You have to see somebody's weakness. Right off the bat, like, and then you just have to, I mean, you have to point it out, like,
yeah.
hey, look at the guy's nose. Hey, it's funny. Ha, and everybody attacks him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
it takes away you know, whatever it is about you that you know, guys are going to get after. So that's the first thing.
Guys being D's.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
It's just basically taking your own weaknesses and projecting them onto somebody else so they can't get you first.
Yeah, right. Exactly. So you got to walk in there. Like, I used to walk into the first thing I would do, like, in the first mini camp.
Punch some guy in the face.
No. I would be, like, in the shower with a bunch of guys, right? And there's rookies in there. So the first thing I would do was I would walk up to a rookie with a bar of soap.
Yeah, okay.
And a washcloth, and I would I would hand it to him. I'd say, and I just turn. I go, get my back.
Oh, there you go.
Go get my back. And they'd be standing there like this, like, I got to wash this dude's back, right?
Yeah. In baseball, they ask you to get your front.
Yeah,
the Dominican Republic.
Well, that's baseball. Different cultures. Right.
What about coaches? What about football guy? Like coaches, what makes a football guy a football guy? When you're talking about like the coaches you've had and the hard coaches you've had and the guys who push you.
So to me, I'm going to jump in and answer this for you. Joe Gibbs is a football guy, but he's not like that aggressive, in your face football guy. Hey, did you ever hear him cuss?
Never
heard Joe Gibbs cuss.
Wow. Not one time.
So how is he a football guy?
Let me say, because Joe Gibbs is one of those guys, like avuncular, right? Like the uncle that you loved as a kid because he was cool, but you wanted to please the guy. You wanted to make sure that he was proud of you.
Fun uncle. Washes back a lot,
Backwashing. So, I mean, that was kind of Joe Gibbs. Joe Gibbs used to say things, you know, he would have words that replaced curse words. So he would say CODs all the time.
We do that too.
Mm-hmm.
Your friend Greeny. Yeah. We don't say the A word. We say took us.
Yeah. That's very nice.
Yeah.
Joe would say CODs, and we used to laugh like, you got to get out there and you got to knock that guy's CODs off. And we're like, what the hell's? I don't even know what that means. Like you hit him and fish fall out of his shoulder pads.
Like a cod piece, like knock his groin off. Is that
right? Yeah, like a cod piece. Yeah. Right. I don't. So that, and then he would say all the time, he gets just red faced, and he'd be like, red as a solo cup, you know, just mad. And he goes, you got to get a case of the reds. Like, what is a case of the reds?
Oh, that's great.
So that was Joe. You know, I've had guys that have completely just cussed. Yeah, I mean, absolutely cussed me out. From, I got a holding call. My coach in Denver, my offensive line coach, Alex Gibbs, I got a holding call. We're playing, this is how old I am, we're playing the Houston Texans. And
Oilers.
That's what I meant. The Houston Oilers. Thank you. Good catch there. So we're playing the Oilers, and we had a 78-yard touchdown pass called back Elway to Mike Pritchard because holding 69. Mm-hmm. And so then we didn't convert. You know, it was third down and whatever it was, 17 or whatever. We didn't convert. We had to punt. And he met me literally on the numbers. He's walked off. And he mother effed me all the way from the opposite, you know, 30 or whatever it was, because we sat on the other 30.
Mm-hmm.
So from the numbers to the sideline, from the 30 down to the other 30. You mother effing C-sucking Bob all the way. I mean, just undressed me. I mean, screaming at the top of his lungs as I'm walking back to the bench. And I sit down on the bench, and he says, I have to ask you one question. I said, yeah, what? He goes, you got money on the other team.
That's what he said.
Do you have money? Yeah. Oh, yeah. And then he went right back into a tirade.
As
but as
a fan, sometimes I start to believe that when I'm losing all my bets. He's screwing me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, you know, there's different ways to do it. But I've always been coached hard. I've always had guys that were in your face type of guys. And you know, it's how I coach my son. It's just the way I was brought up. It's the way you were supposed to be coached. It's definitely different in some degree or some regard now, but that's the way I was coached.
So we had Tony Scheffler on the show, what was that, like 5 months ago?
Uh-huh.
He told us about Shanahan's tanning bed. Did you ever get a chance to see that?
I'd never seen his tanning bed, but we used to call him the Fire Marshal, Fire Marshal Bill. Not to his face because, you know, he cut you.
Right.
But we used to call him the Fire Marshal because he was like, it'd be the middle of December, right? And that dude would be like, dude, that dude would just be almost red. You know, I mean, it was awesome. It was glowing.
Yeah.
He still is. I had dinner with him 2 nights ago.
Were you talking about the Rams job?
He's going
to be the Rams coach, right?
I don't know.
Maybe the Bears?
I don't know.
Never talk about another man's job. Sorry.
No, you know what? I think what will happen is his son Kyle Shanahan will get a coaching job somewhere, and he'll go with Kyle to be a consultant.
Helper. Yeah.
He'll bring his dad along as the assistant. The student has become the teacher type thing.
Yeah. Right. Exactly.
So you think he's not going to is he passing on that, or is it more that everyone else is passing on him?
You know, he's had a couple. He's actually had a couple of offers. I don't know where, but he's had a couple of offers. I think that it's interesting because I was talking to him about it, and I think, and this would probably piss a lot of people off across the league. But he goes, you know, one of the issues that I have right now with the age is I've got to find an owner who actually wants to win.
Right,
and. And, you know, everybody wants to win. Mm-hmm. Like everybody wants to be a millionaire, but very few people want to work to be a millionaire, right? Because you have to be able to, the average millionaire in this country has 7 streams of income. So, you know, you have to actually freaking get up and you have to put your nose to the grindstone. That's what this t-shirt is. One of my t-shirts.
What's it say?
Cleats in the grass.
Cleats on the grass.
On the grass. Ooh.
Get your cleats on the grass. Like, I don't want to hear about how hard it is. Put your damn cleats on the grass and go to work. Mm-hmm. And so that's that. So Mike was just like, there's a lot of owners that don't really, they say they want to win,
right?
But they don't want to do what it takes to win. They want to be profitable. Right. They're in the entertainment business. They think it's cool to own a team, blah, blah, blah. But do you really want to win?
Right. And I also think the problem with the NFL is it's one of the only leagues where teams don't actively like put together 3, 4, 5-year plans. It's like, we're going to be bad for a couple of years to be good in a couple of years. Whereas like the NBA does it all the time.
Right.
The Cubs just did it. In NFL, it feels like most owners are like, no, I don't want I don't want to commit to being, you know, maybe rebuilding this whole thing and just keep being mediocre, because any team can catch lightning in a bottle in the NFL, and the parity almost is like fool's gold for some teams.
Yeah, I would agree with you. I think there's a couple of different things. I think everybody feels like, oh, if I get the right guy and we get the right free agents. And listen, if you hit the free agent market, you've got some fatal flaw.
Right.
Right? It just is, you're either an attitude issue, I hit the free agent market. Why? Because the Redskins said, you can't play anymore. You're so injured, you can't play anymore. And I flunked 3 physicals. I flunked a physical in Chicago. I flunked a physical in Atlanta. I flunked a physical, where else did I go? In Indianapolis. The doctor from Atlanta said, he told me, I sat in his office face-to-face across the table. The doctor in Atlanta told me, and I quote, I don't believe that you play in the NFL. You have the left knee of an 80-year-old woman. That's what he told me. It's like, hey, thanks.
Yeah. You know? And then how many more years did you play after
6
that?
More years. Went to another Pro Bowl, won 2 more Super Bowls.
So if you flunked 3 physicals, how bad was the team doctor in Denver? Okay, let you on the team?
That's the thing about, that's the thing about team doctors, right? The thing about doctors is if the coaches say this guy's going to pass, then you're going to pass.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the doctors, you know, that's a whole nother, it's a little bit, there's some shadiness that goes on there, right?
Yeah. Of course.
And that's one of the things that the Players Association is trying to do is cut the whole team doctor stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just have it be a doctor.
Right. And no say everything's kind of independent. You know?
Right, uh-huh. Right. So talking about the pain, because you're very open about like how much pain you are in a day-to-day and how many, 15 knee surgeries on your left knee?
15 on my left knee. 29 total surgeries, but 15 on my left knee.
Okay. I had a foot injury, just want to say. Well, me and you were kind of peers. Right. I had a broken foot, had that repaired.
This is what I'm
okay,
to
do. Though.
Play our game. Let's play our game we always play. Yeah, the game we always play. Blogger versus NFL player, who's more injured?
Yeah.
So, what was your like? What's the pain that you wake up with in the morning?
Being like, what hurts?
Yeah,
me?
What hurt you this morning?
My back kills me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, I ate like way too much pizza last night. I almost puked from my heartburn in the middle.
Really?
Of the night. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, who's got it worse?
Well, last night you probably had it.
Yep.
Worse. I probably woke up 3 or 4 times because my back hurt so bad that I had to readjust.
Mm. Okay.
In my sleep. You had the heart.
But I also woke up because I bet the late Warriors game and I wanted to see if I won. So I woke
did
up.
You win
like
that?
I did actually.
Good
so
for
I woke
you.
Up for
so,
that one
but
too.
That
so
eases
blogger.
Some of your pain.
Yeah,
though.
But.
That may be
he cut down on the night's sleep.
Yeah,
I sweat cycles. Last night. Right. I sweat a lot, and so I woke myself up from the sweating. Mm. I was really hungover yesterday, and it kind of carried on into the night. What's worse, dealing with a 2-day hangover or having 20 knee surgeries?
Hmm. 2-day hangover.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I got bit by a dog like a month ago.
Did you really?
Yeah. Did that ever happen to you?
Yeah, I have been, not recently.
Okay, well, not recently, so right. I played through more pain
did
than you.
Did you have to get a tetanus shot? Or
no, I had to get a couple shots, yeah. And also, I mean, bloggers, you know,
what
we type.
What did they do with the dog? Did you turn the dog in?
No, I didn't really care, but I, you know, whatever.
Really?
That's yeah, the tough guys. Tough guys don't care about, you know, right. I'm not going to put a dog down because he bit me.
Right.
You know
spit
what I mean?
On it.
Yeah, just be like, good game. Yeah. Good game, dog.
Hey, you know what? I respect that. Yeah. I respect that right. bite. Good right. for you.
Exactly. We're two competitors when we go out there.
Do yeah. you ever look back at pictures of you, like your fat face, and you're like, man, I lost all my strength?
No, I just was like, I look back at my real fat face. I was like, holy, what was my diet?
The funniest pictures ever. Right. You don't like the Heisman. You're on the record. You hate
yes.
the Heisman.
Oh, I do. I do.
Okay.
I hate it.
All right. So I have an idea for you.
Okay.
The reason why you don't like the Heisman is you think that it's obviously biased towards running backs, wide receivers, and quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah, I mean, let's not call it the the best college football player because it doesn't represent the best college football
right.
player. It represents the guy with the biggest campaign who happens to touch the ball.
Okay, so I have an idea for you. We start a we'll split it 50-50. Mm-hmm. We start an award for the defensive guys or maybe like an offensive lineman who don't get the accolades that these guys who touch the ball, and we rival it with the Heisman.
Yeah.
And because it's the second award and you're stink, we call it two in the stink.
You in?
The name.
Yeah.
It's good. It's a good name.
Yeah.
Right.
It's a good name.
Right. It's an interesting name.
And we give it to the best, guy who doesn't touch the ball.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, we might have to work about it. I mean, yeah. I'm then thinking about it. Like we might have to work on that.
Yeah. Sounds like I have a verbal yes.
Yeah.
That's legally binding. We'll have our lawyer look it over.
Please, have your guy that cut out the D word send me the contract on that.
At what point are you going to retire talking about Cam Newton's press conference after the Super Bowl?
I haven't talked about it in a while.
But you're itching for it.
We're getting wound up right now. I can see a twinkle in your eye.
Remember how disrespectful he was?
He had his hoodie over his eyes.
And then he just walked away.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. All right, you guys, I like you guys. Here's the deal with that. If you're going to draw attention to yourself when times are good, have the balls to stick it out when stuff doesn't go well.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
I mean that's the requirement. Like and Ron Rivera comes out and says, "Oh, it's ridiculous. The loser shouldn't have to do a press conference by the other guys and they're all joyous and we're all sad." And I'm like, "Really? Oh, it's only been going on for 50 years, Ron.
Right.
Now all of a sudden it's you won one with the Bears, Ron, but now all of a sudden it's not appropriate." And you know what? Just save that bull crap. I'm sick of that.
So this ties back to my theory about Cam, which is he didn't lose enough in college. So he didn't learn how to lose, right? I don't think he lost a game his sophomore or junior year. And so then he gets to the pros. All of a sudden, he loses a big game. There were red flags. You should have known that coming out of college.
Yeah.
Right. You should have had some loser, like some loser classes.
That's right. Draft a quarterback who's lost a lot of games in college. That way, you know he'll be a pro when he gets to the pros.
Right. Do you still think Jay Cutler should have stayed in that NFC championship game?
Yes.
Okay. Because I remember I got mad at you for that.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, his knee was fucked up. What is he going to do? He couldn't play.
Oh, yeah, and 2 days later, he's walking around the Grove without a leg. Here's the deal. You had a chance to win that game. All right, I'm just going to tell you how it is.
Your defense played great.
You had a chance to win that game. You go out of that game, what, after halftime?
Yeah. It was,
you can't answer. You
it
can't answer.
It might have been even earlier than that, yeah.
You're sitting on the bench. And you didn't have an ice bag on your knee.
It was really cold. It was cold.
But here's the deal. You show me anybody who gets injured in a game of that magnitude, you still have a chance. They're starting to try to get you ready for next week if you can't answer the bell. So they would be treating the snot out of him or keep him in the locker room to treat him. And he's sitting on the bench, Mopey McMoperson.
I didn't actually want to bring up this entire debate.
You'd have to drag me off the field
at
that point.
That was my mistake.
I had a broken foot. I came into work the very next day.
See?
True.
See?
Walking
I
on it.
Blogger, by a dog.
I one,
by a dog.
Cutler, yep. Zero.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Power rankings. Power rankings in Denver. Power rank these people. Mark Schlereth, John Elway, God.
Well, God, number one.
Oh, ahead of John Elway.
Ahead of John Elway.
No way.
Elevation so high, you're close to heaven.
Right. You really think so? People, yes. People like God more than John Elway in Denver.
Well, no, you would think, but when Tim Tebow
got
released, John Elway was public enemy number one.
Yep. Because he released God.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He released deity.
We're going to add a third element in there, or a fourth element, marijuana.
Marijuana is like I want right now. So I mean, I have such a desire for the rest of the United States to legalize marijuana, so people quit moving into Colorado. Mm. Dude, we like getting 10,000 people a month.
Yeah.
Move into Colorado.
And they're all lazy, like, and they just want to eat Cheetos.
Right, right. Yeah. Which is actually good for my green chili business, but it's terrible for my commute. It's absolutely terrible.
Right. You get bachelor parties that go to Denver just to get high. Like they can't get high in any other state in America.
For right. Like it's. Right. I mean, it's a, like it's. The bottom line is, what is it? A misdemeanor everywhere or something?
Yeah. Depending. Some, I wouldn't know. I don't use drugs.
Right. Me neither. But I'm just saying. Edge. I don't think it's. I'm like. Please, just make it legal everywhere, and then everybody can go home. You can all go home now, right?
Yes.
Okay, so we've got God, marijuana, then...
Well, I would say this. Now, I mean, this is going to sound a little bit arrogant, but John Elway's record in Super Bowls before I got to Denver, 0-3.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you're right.
After I got to Denver, 2-0.
Okay.
Boom.
Do the math.
Right?
Yeah, common denominator.
Yeah, sabermetrics for you.
Yep.
Right, that's right. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that's going to do a lot of, you know.
You've never lost a Super Bowl.
Right, undefeated. Mm. So I would say that I'm probably, you know, you're welcome, Denver. I'm probably right there.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And then Elway, just maybe a notch below.
I like that. I like that.
His bank account's much larger than mine, but maybe, you know, I mean, just in the hierarchy of Denver in general, God, weed, me. Well, Elway.
All right, that's a solid Mount Rushmore,
though.
That is.
Rushmore.
Yeah, it is.
That's a great place. All right, so we'll do our final three questions that we ask everyone.
Okay.
First one, do you wash your apples?
Yes.
Why?
Oh, man,
that's not really a football disappointing, guy. Yeah.
You'll eat a fish head out of the ground.
I don't wash it like with soap. I just put some water on it and act like it's washed. Does that
really
count?
Well, who washes their apples with soap? That's a weird move.
Can I ask you this,
you brought
though?
Up soap. We didn't say anything
hey,
about
man,
soap.
Chill with the soap.
Okay, I'll chill with soap. But let me ask you this. I'm going to give your listeners the greatest piece of advice they have ever had, because I am probably, of all the things...
Wait, before you say this, we told them that they don't have to do their taxes, just so you...
Yeah, we've given them some pretty good advice. Yeah. Also, right. Pee goes in toilet.
Yeah.
That's another pretty good piece of advice that I
just
give.
Just be careful. Okay. We've given a lot of really good advice.
We'd have to put it on... This is going to be on the Mount Rushmore of great advice, but maybe not the top.
Yep.
All right. To pick out the perfect apple, right? You know how you get an apple and it looks great and it feels pretty good, and you get it home and you bite into it and it's mushy?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Nobody wants that, right?
Sounds like my love life.
Right. Yes. It's not good. All right. So here's the key. Grab the apple, stick it right into your nose and smell it.
And then put it back. Let somebody else eat it.
If it smells apple-y, do not take that apple.
Huh. Oh.
If it smells apple-y, it's soft.
Oh,
it's like applesauce. If it has no smell,
interesting,
then it's crisp and firm, and that's the apple you want.
So now I am going to be I'm a non-apple
apple
washer.
I'm the guy in the grocery store. I've literally got it my nose, like I've got the apple almost up my nose, and just
I'm washing my apples now because Mark Schwartz has put his boogers on every apple in America.
That's right.
Try to find the best apple.
Yeah.
All right. Second last question. Who's the most famous person in your cell phone?
Most famous person in my cell phone. Gosh, that's a good question.
Roger Goodell?
No, I don't have Roger. I have some actor guys.
Ooh,
like
who?
Well, like Dwayne Johnson.
Oh, ooh, The Rock. You want
to give him a call?
You want to call him?
No, I'm not.
Let's
give him a call. He won't mind.
Well, who's
we've actually had him on the show before.
Call.
It's fine.
The most famous person we could call.
I'm ooh, calling can we prank call Schefter?
Oh, you have Schefter's number?
Oh yeah, I get Schefter's.
Right now he's trying to break news. We can call him, break some news for him.
You want to give him a call right
now? Yeah, let's give Schefter a call. Yeah. Say,
he's not busy. It's Sunday morning.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Here we go. Wait a minute. Let me get him. I'm a little overteched right now. iPhone, I'm kind of overteched. I'm like a guy that wants a notepad.
Yeah,
know?
Get a Galaxy Note.
Yeah.
Really? Is that better?
No, those are the ones that explode.
Yeah.
Oh,
you don't want that one.
They take it. They don't let you go. Okay, here we go. Let's just call them just right now. All right.
No way he picks up.
He's probably on TV.
He's probably got two phones going. Okay. Which cell phone do you have? Because he's got like three of them.
He's got like four.
I got his personal.
Who?
Oh, shit.
So, all right. Well, he didn't answer.
I was
going to say thanks for. He went to his 50th birthday the other night. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What kind of party was it?
It was a big party.
Did you get drunk?
Me?
No, Shefty.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so, yeah.
Got to break news.
Yeah.
I wonder if Rappaport knew that the party was going on and was trying to break news. Well,
ooh,
that'd be a real.
That's what Rappaport would do. Yeah.
Break news when you're during his party to ruin his party.
Yep. Strike when your opponent is at his weakest.
Mm.
The art of war.
Yeah.
That is
I like
good.
That. Like all right. Last question. Question I'm going to ask. You don't have to answer. Famous. You're famous for pissing your pants.
Yes.
How often would you piss your pants during games?
Every game. You know, sometimes sometimes it's just like a little squirt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes just a little squirt, you know, you're just like, I'm uncomfortable. Then occasionally it was just full bladder release.
Yep.
Right. You just got to go.
Stink.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so that's not.
What about the other side? A little poop?
No, in a, not, never in a.
Oh, sounds so like a really so long life, way of saying no.
But in light, that sounds like never in a game, but in the rest of your life, yes.
Oh, yeah. And,
blogger versus NFL player, we both poop our pants.
Yeah, right. Everybody, you know, you're
there
dude.
We go.
You're
we found
dude.
The commonality.
You know, every now and again, leave a little soil in there. Yeah. Right? Like, I mean, that happens.
Shit happens.
Listen, if you're in the green chili business and you're not shitting your pants a little bit, there's something wrong with your product.
Yeah, it's like don't trust a skinny chef. Don't trust a chili chef who doesn't poop his pants.
Yeah, that doesn't have a little bit of bacon streaks going in there. Exactly.
Oh, all right, Mark Schler, thank you so much. Love to have you back. You're a recurring guest now. So you're part of the family.
Yeah.
And we're going to do an exit interview. So we're going to go do an exit interview, which is going to get a little weird. It always does. And everyone check out that. Be on the lookout. Thank you so much. Everyone also subscribe to The Stinkin' Truth, your podcast.
I appreciate that. Yeah, we'll have a good time. Maybe I'll get a partner on The Stinkin' Truth podcast. I would like that.
Yeah. Because
what I like to do is delegate authority and let somebody else do all the work, and I just kind of answer questions.
Right. Here's what you do. Get Hank on there with you, and you guys can just take turns reading at each other.
Yes.
Electric radio.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be good, right?
Yeah. The truth stinking. A little dyslexia.
Huh? Yeah. Yeah. I'm in. I am
all right.
In.
Thank you.
You got it.
That interview was brought to you by MyBookie. You know who's going to win the game, right? It's time to put your money where your mouth is, get some money on the game, and score a big win today. Join thousands of online players just like me and start betting at MyBookie. I'd only recommend a service that I trust, and that's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. You're wasting your time betting anywhere else. They have in-game live betting, so you can even place a bet after kickoff. And unlike some of the other websites you might find, MyBookie offers fast, no-hassle payouts when you win. Join now, and MyBookie will match your deposit with a 50% bonus. Use promo code PMT to activate that offer. Visit MyBookie or call 844-900-BETS. You play, you win, you get paid, expert or rookie. You got to check out MyBookie. Sign up today. Let's do some segments. Before we do some segments, actually, make sure you look out. We're going to post Mark Schler's exit interview probably on Wednesday.
It gets really weird.
Really weird.
I'll let you guys out there guess on what we do, but I'd say the most intelligent thing that we've done.
Mm-hmm. By far.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the segments. Let's start with a little respect the biz. You have one for Vontaze Burfict. I have one for DeMarcus Cousins.
I do, yeah. So Fox 19 Jeremy, sounds pretty legit. He is a reporter. And,
is that your screen name, Jeremy?
And he wanted to interview Vontaze Burfict. And he says, Vontaze Burfict declined our interview request, laughed and said, I ain't got shit to say. Fuck everybody. So I guess that's a no?
You know,
no comment.
Okay, so I know this is supposed to be respect the biz, respect the journalists.
No, I'm reversing it.
Yeah.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Well, also just respect like Vontaze Burfict being the ultimate heel.
Right. And well, it's that also the reporter should In the old days, we just write down no comment and go on our way. That's no comment. You don't have to report the exact words that the person used to say no comment.
Right.
Because I guarantee you there have been some people that are like, shut the fuck up, no fucking comment. That's not his quote. His quote is technically no comment.
Right.
But I guess they don't teach that at Fox 19, Jeremy.
So along those same lines, we have DeMarcus Cousins, who actually got – he had his little mini Ryan Leaf moment where he was yelling at a reporter in the locker room, Andy Farrillo from the Sacramento Bee. Sounds fake. That it does.
Mm-hmm.
That, would you guys agree?
You named your newspaper after an insect?
Yeah, okay. So DeMarcus Cousins was pissed because Farrillo had mentioned his brother, DeMarcus's brother, in a column. So he was saying, like, don't ever talk about my DeMarcus Cousins' brother.
Okay, yeah. Got it.
Don't ever talk about my brother, blah, blah, blah. But here's where the respect the biz comes in, okay? Because the bees... I can't even, it's so fake. The Bee's executive editor, Joyce Terhar, this is what she said about Farrillo.
Did you read this article on Snopes?
Everything sounds fake. This is great, though. Farrillo held his ground. That's no small thing given Cousins' strength and size. Mm. It likely helped that Farrillo is an experienced journalist who was shot at as he covered riots in Los Angeles and threatened by family members of criminal defendants while he covered Sacramento Superior Court. He's seen worse. So... Mm-hmm. Just think about how much of a hero Farrillo is. He stood there and took a 7-footer yelling at him while there was a ton of security around and video camera, and it was clear that DeMarcus Cousins wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I think papers should just hire combat veterans.
same thing as getting shot at. Yeah. Is DeMarcus Cousins being a little angry and yelling
and
at you and
him
saying
to
no
leave
comment.
Leave his brother out of it.
Yeah, leave his brother out of it.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's respect. Like a shot.
Yeah, respect to the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he's seen worse.
They went through like Farrillo's all of his headlines. It was one of those classic ones where you see the video and you're like, man, DeMarcus Cousins is a real dick. And then you realize like Farrillo has been writing stuff like the Kings have cancer and they need a scalpel to take DeMarcus Cousins out.
Okay.
Shit like that over the years. Uh-huh. Like, okay, maybe I understand why DeMarcus Cousins was pretty pissed.
So DeMarcus got arrested, right?
No, Clay Travis is still waiting for that.
Wrong. Okay, we're sitting on that one.
Yeah, we're gonna sit on that. DBAP, DeMarcus, go ahead and get arrested. Don't be a pussy. We have a stay classy for the Pittsburgh Cincinnati game. Was classic Pittsburgh Cincinnati.
Yep.
Down to the Bengals just blowing it, while everyone was like, "Here come the Bengals blowing it."
Mm-hmm.
But there was also some great stuff that went on with the stay classy business.
That's right. Mark Madden. Pittsburgh legend, radio legend over
Rack and
there.
Raconteur.
Yes. This guy is like Skip Bayless without a filter. It's incredible. Here's what he tweeted in the second half. Great to see Burfict hurt. The worse, the better. Fuck that guy. So stay classy,
Mark.
That's
how you really feel, Mark.
But if you watch the video of when Vontez got injured, when he was going low on DeCastro, recurring guest,
mm-hmm.
and DeCastro was going low on him at the same time, and it was just two guys diving head first into each other's helmets.
Yes.
And it was like, for a second I thought the NFL might not be safe.
For a second I thought two guys would die,
mm-hmm.
and we'd have to watch a death on TV.
It was like the end of the Superman versus Doomsday cartoon where they kill themselves. Spoiler.
Yeah.
Knock each other out at the same time. That's basically what it looked like. But Madden makes a good point. It was great to see Burfict hurt. The worse, the better. Fuck that guy.
And then we also had Jeremy Hill, right?
That's right.
So Jeremy Hill took a terrible towel, and after he scored a touchdown in the first quarter or second quarter, thinking that, you know, whenever the Bengals are up, their lead is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So he took a terrible towel and tried to rip it apart mm-hmm. and threw it on the ground. And turns out that they weren't safe, and they lost.
That's right. And then somebody tweeted at him about, like, hey, you don't disrespect the towel. Remember when the Titans did that to Pittsburgh?
Dude,
like,
I'm telling
15
you,
years ago, Pittsburgh people get really weird about their jizz rags.
But there's also, like, if there's one way to get Pittsburgh back in a game is to take their cum rag and start throwing it around mm-hmm. and treating it like it's something other than a cum rag.
Or to, like, blow your nose on it and they're like, hey, Myron Cope,
hey.
You don't know who Myron Cope is. We're the classiest organization in football.
Hey, my dad had that flat. Hey, Mrs. Rooney, she crocheted the first terrible towel.
Yeah.
So, have some respect.
So
it's a fucking towel.
Yeah.
That they give out at every game.
And so they said, hey, Jeremy, you don't do that with a terrible towel. And then Jeremy said, fuck y'all towel. which is pretty strong comeback.
Yeah,
and, then somebody was like, hey, you shouldn't have tweeted this. And he said, I was hacked. And he deleted it.
Nice little spin zone there.
Yeah, great spin zone.
Yeah, because he was. That's definitely what people do when they're hacked.
Mm-hmm.
Someone, actually, a hacker was probably watching that game like, hey, now we pounce on Jeremy Hill's account
mm-hmm.
because we can start talking shit about the terrible
Everybody
towel.
Would believe it right now. Yep.
We have a...
also known as awkward.
So we have a double mm-hmm. awkward. The first one's Gus Bradley, who got fired, and he was made to take the team plane.
Yeah. So awkward.
Ooh.
Yeah, so he was riding back
so
on there.
The whole time he's just like,
everybody was like, he got fired, and he was probably crying.
Do you let him off the plane first? What do you do there?
Yeah, you have to. Yeah.
Everyone just
or last,
seated?
Actually, last.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sorry. I
and
mean,
then he has to go get his stuff.
Deboarding privileges are for employees of the team.
You think there's a bus too from the
airport
to the facility?
He's got to wait by the conveyor belt.
You
got to
get a ride
else.
From the plane.
Sheesh.
If I'm Gus Bradley, I am drinking that plane into oblivion on my way back. I'm like, keep the rum and cokes coming.
Yeah. Yeah. Ooh, that's okay. And then the next one. We have Rex Ryan, who before the game said it was reported that he's going to be fired, and he knows he's going to be fired. Mm-hmm. But then after the game, he said he doesn't know that he's going to get fired, and he hasn't talked with his owners about the future, even though everyone in the internet and everyone in the know is saying Rex Ryan's for sure getting fired. So,
So me and you have a disagreement on this one. I think that he's going to get another head coaching job.
Nope.
I think he could go to Jacksonville.
Nope.
Can you imagine Rex in L.A.?
Rex, first of all.
Rex on the beach with all those bare feet.
Rex, putting Rex Ryan in the swamp?
Mm-hmm.
The guy
wait, the swamp?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Jacksonville's not a swamp. Dude.
Whatever, all Florida's a fucking
it's
swamp,
it's a beach.
Dude. It's all a swamp. It's not a beach, it's fucking
it's
a swamp.
It's on the ocean.
The beach, whatever. Well,
it's a swamp.
Right by the beach.
Putting him in a swamp would be the most dangerous thing in the world.
I think that Rex would absolutely love Jacksonville. I think, all right, what if the Saints trade Sean Payton for like a couple draft picks or whatever, then they pick up both the Ryan brothers. Can you imagine those two boys
back
down in New Orleans?
New Orleans?
Yeah.
New Orleans?
Getting the gang back together.
Okay. But yeah, Rex, he knows he's getting fired. Everyone knows he's... What do you think... Do they have a Christmas party? I think most teams do Christmas parties.
Yeah, they do.
Jeez, and he knows he's gonna get fired.
So in this situation,
he just gets really drunk.
Yeah, in this situation, this is where Rob starts to slowly steal office supplies.
Mm-hmm.
He's making a raid on the staplers,
yep.
The notepads,
the
pens.
I don't know about that. I think it's more like the ketchup packets, the mustards, the creamers. He's hoarding that stuff.
He's
right
hoarding
now.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
He's getting his money's worth
mm-hmm.
from the Bills mm-hmm. Bills cafeteria.
He's making a lot of calls to the maintenance guy, being like, this vending machine ate my quarter again.
Yeah, he's going in the freezer and getting the frozen chicken tenders.
I'm
bringing them home with him.
I think he's taking whatever he can get his paws on. He's just starting to load up his survival bunker right now.
In case
apocalypse ever happens, Rex, and I have to draft a memo, I'm set.
Yeah, I think Rob still lives in Rex's basement, so Rex is going to come home one day in his basement. Rob's like, Rex, come check this out. Check out what I got in the basement. And it's going to just be the entire Bills facility is in his basement. Like,
the workout.
Rob,
yeah.
What are you doing? They haven't fired me yet. Bring all this shit back. Mm-hmm. And then Rob's going to feel like a shithead. He's going to feel like the fuck up brother.
He was like, I was just trying to help you out, man.
I thought they were going to fire
come
you.
Come on, we're looking after each other's backs
here. We're trying to take one over on them.
Here, let 10 reams of Bill's stationery take that off your mind.
Here, I X'd it out for you. I pre-X'd it. Every single one, 500 pieces of paper. Oh, man. That actually,
poor
what
guys.
We just described is exactly what's going to happen.
It's not far from what's happening. People think of NFL coaches as being like this other world, very professional person. Knowing Rob the way that we do as close personal friends, mm-hmm. he's absolutely storing some shit up.
They definitely gave him a mini fridge like the first day he's taking that. He's already taken that.
He's renting a hand truck. He's going to the office with a hand truck and maybe a U-Haul out in the parking
lot. He probably
line.
Ripped it right out of the wall and like took a little chunk out of the wall too. Rob was here. You know Rob was here because this mini fridge took a little piece out of the socket.
He's going to leave some fish in the ceiling panels. He's gonna put the fish in the ceiling panels before they get fired, and then just kind of deal with the stink for like a week and a half.
Yeah, change all the toilet paper to one ply.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, we have a psych. This is maybe the greatest, meanest psych of all time. Mm-hmm. This happened on Sunday night. It was going around Twitter. Someone reported that the Vikings U.S. Bank Stadium is opening its doors for the homeless people in Minnesota because it is so historically cold.
Mm, that's really nice.
Turns out it was fake.
Psych!
Psych! You thought you were going to survive this bitterly cold night.
It's pretty good psych.
You thought you weren't going to freeze to death, homeless people. Mm-hmm. Psych!
Well, if you can play offensive line, then they'll let you in. It should be like a blindside situation where I'm sure Sandra Bullock would have picked up any kid walking down the side of the street and not a 6'4", 300-pound offensive lineman, right?
It's like the Seinfeld episode when Kramer has to tell Raquel Welch that she's fired. Mm. You have to go tell Mike Zimmer to put his eye patch back on. If you can do that, you can stay as long as you want.
So there were apparently homeless people out there. So tough break for the Cleveland Browns general managers. That's rough.
It was pointed out to us that the psych might not have been such a psych because
the guy just kind of made it up.
Well, and also, homeless people would have to have Twitter and be refreshing it to be like, oh shit, I got a home tonight.
Well, there was that thing a couple years ago. It was like a project where all these tech companies were like, you know how we could change the world is if homeless people had a voice. So what we're going to do, we're going to give them cell phones and sign them up for Twitter accounts. And it's like, that's really what you're, okay.
Yeah, really, they're just going to look at porn like the rest of us.
Turns out they actually saved homelessness. So there's no more.
Finally, we have two more. Bad visual. This one, actually, there's two on this one. The first one is Tony Romo with Jerry Jones watching the Texas State Finals. Jerry Jones' grandson was the quarterback of one of the teams, wearing number 9 for Tony Romo.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably not the best visual.
That's all right. It's a good visual. Yeah. Anytime your boss has like an image of you in their personal life, I think that's a good thing. Not to brag, Erica put up my poster in her office.
True.
Is your poster in there?
Nope.
Okay, mine's in there anyways.
Yeah.
But yours isn't. So that's
it's weird
good.
To
that's
make a poster of yourself, by the way.
I didn't make the poster myself.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you didn't make it.
No, no. Didn't make it myself.
Yeah. Yep.
Just saying, like, it's
life
good.
Story. That
I think it's always a good thing.
Yeah.
You disagree, and I don't doubt that you would disagree because you're not in the same position that I am. So.
Got it. And then the other bad visual, Hank, you got a bad visual for us. Sheldon Richardson.
Before the game, Sheldon Richardson was on Snapchat, and he said, it was just a video of him saying, where the hoes at? Fuck this game.
Hmm. Mm. I like how Hank has become our Snapchat reporter.
Doing
big things in the SC world.
I also think that Sheldon Richardson, I mean, that's not that bad of a visual. The Jets are really, really bad. You can't really be mad that someone only cares about fucking hoes.
Hank, that's a good point.
Right?
I mean, they were getting ready to play the Dolphins.
It was cold, too.
He didn't want to watch that game. So, yeah, no harm, no foul. But can you explain Hank's out in the streets for me and tell me how somebody got this video from Snapchat? Because don't they disappear forever off the internet and nobody ever finds out?
If you put them in their story, it's for 24 hours. So someone recorded their phone getting the Snapchat.
With another phone?
Yeah.
Third-party
recording.
Everybody should only be able to have one cell phone that can record.
Yes. Agreed.
Okay.
Totally agree.
There you go. We're on the same. Kill all the cats.
Whoa.
More dogs. And
you've been on a dog killing thing today.
No, I'm just saying.
Just your own.
If I needed
warmth,
dogs. You'd be lying if you told me that you haven't thought, like, if everything went to shit, how long you'd be able to survive just eating off Stella?
No, that's so disgusting. We're going to cut this part. This is fucked up.
I think in the event of an apocalypse, I could survive for like
get out of here.
Six
here,
months on
good
Leroy.
Thing is I have something more fucked up. This is a new segment. What were you going to say, Hank?
So I'd kill myself and let my dog feed off me.
Yeah, exactly.
That's very brave of you, Hank.
Good call, Hank. I have something that will erase this whole dog murder weird thing that you're on. It's a weird mood. Let's just admit that it's a weird mood.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. We have a new segment. That's enough internet for today.
Okay.
So this happens every now and then. You'll see a tweet, a story, something, and you'll say, you know what? That's enough internet for today. So today's the inaugural comes from Cosmopolitan. This was actually on Friday. The story, the headline was, my husband loves leaving fruit in my vagina all day so he can eat it later. So that's probably enough internet for today. And that's our show.
I've got one more bad visual.
Okay.
This is an emergency bad visual update.
Yep.
Not sure if it's fake or not. It looks real. Skip Bayless was doing a Facebook Live and he commented on it without signing out of his own account and said, Skip, you are the man, exclamation points. Love the new show on FS1, exclamation points.
That actually just happened.
Yeah, just happened.
So Skip Bayless is commenting on his own stuff?
On his own Facebook live stream, complimenting himself.
Oh, that's a bad visual.
Bad visual.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. He did forget. Funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Skip, you are the man. 3 exclamation points. Wow.
Love the new show on FS1. Hey, people forget, it's the show that the players and the coaches watch. Skip told me that today, too.
Well, Skip, it's a bad visual, but you know what? You got to be your number one fan, right?
Yeah. Hey, you can't love anybody else until you love yourself first.
Right. There you go. That's exactly right. Spin that way, that way. Okay. Let's finish the show. Any shout-outs? Oh, no. I got no shout-outs.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you. Oh, no.
Shout-out to the homeless population of Minneapolis.
Yes. Stay safe out there. Yeah. And psych!
I love you guys.
Presented by Barstool Sports.